lately engaged at Coxon and Woodhouses, about to take up a new post on the staff of Mawson's of Lombard Street.
That is correct.
I have heard some really extraordinary things about your financial ability. My name is Pinner, Arthur Pinner, financial agent. I am here to make you an offer. How would you like to be business manager of the Franco Midland Hardware Company Limited, with 134 branches in the towns and villages of France, not counting one in Brussels and one in San Remo? We can only offer a beggarly 500 to start with, but you are to have an overriding commission of 1%, and you may take my word for it that this will come to more than your salary.
But that's more than 1,000 a year.
You have my word for it, Mr. Pycroft. And a Pinner's word is better than a banker's draft. May I sit down?
The Stockbroker's Clerk by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized for radio by Dennis Hawthorne. With Clive Merrison as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. And featuring Jonathan Taffler as Hall Pycroft, Sean Barrett as Mr. Pinner, with Nigel Carrington as Inspector Gabriel. The Stockbroker's Clerk.
Pycroft, will I go and talk to Dr. Watson?
But, Mr. Holmes, I have to get to Birmingham. My appointment's at 7 o'clock this evening.
I know what time your appointment's set for, Mr. Pycroft, and I know what train you have to catch. We have ample time. I have never missed a train. Wait there, cabbie.
Right, you are, Gov.
I'm sorry, there's no surgery on Saturday.
I have not come to you as a patient, Watson, rather as a quondam colleague. May I come in?
Of course, my dear fellow. It has been such a long time.
Yes, 3 months to the day. The day of your wedding, in fact.
Yeah.
How is Mrs. Watson?
Oh, she's well, very well. But unfortunately, she's away for the weekend, staying with friends in Surrey.
Ah.
Yeah, but do go through.
You've been busy, I take it?
Yes, I have. Do sit down.
Thank you.
To establish oneself in general practice does require constant application.
But I thought this was already an established practice when you bought it.
Oh, indeed it was. Old Dr. Fargo, who sold it to me, had at one time a great many patients. But alas, by the time he retired, his list was very much depleted.
Why, sir?
Well, partly his age, of course, but unfortunately he suffered from an affliction. He had some vices danced.
Oh.
The public goes on the principle that he who would heal others must himself be whole. They take a dim view of the curative powers of a doctor whose own case is beyond the reach of his drugs.
The public looks only at the surface of life.
I'm confident, however, that I can pull things up. Though it'll be hard sledding.
Your neighbour is a doctor, I see.
Yes, he bought his practice as I did.
Was that an old established one?
Oh, same as mine, really. Both have been here ever since the houses were built.
You got hold of the better of the two, then?
I think I did. But how do you know?
By the front steps, my boy.
Hmm?
Yours are worn 3 inches deeper than his.
Ah, my dear fellow. How good it is to see you again. My wife will be sorry to have missed you.
This is not a social call, Watson.
Oh?
We're somewhat pressed for time.
Are we?
I trust that the cares of medical practice have not entirely obliterated the interest which you used to take in our little deductive problems.
On the contrary. Only last night I was looking over my old notes and classifying some of our past results.
Well, I trust that you don't consider your collection closed.
Sure, not at all. I would very much like to have more of such experiences.
Yes, today, for example?
Yes, today, if you like.
Yes, as far off as Birmingham.
Certainly, if you wish it.
And your practice?
Oh, I look after my neighbours when he goes. He's always ready to work off the debt.
Nothing could be better.
I'll just write a note for him.
I perceive that you've been unwell lately. Summer colds are always a little trying.
Well, I was confined to the house by a severe chill for 3 days last week. I thought, however, that I'd cast off every trace of it.
So you have. You look remarkably robust.
Well,